What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Just living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell you that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, huh? First of all, because God made you that way, yes. Shout out to you, God. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Yes. Now, look, there is a second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby. And that is because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J. Look, y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is the third thing that I tell y'all, too. Yes, yes, yes. You know what it is, right? I gotta give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? All three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. So listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you like, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this lady J and why is she giving a shout out to haters? All right. Hate is acknowledgement backwards. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you properly, okay? This is Just a Touch of J. Let me put all this out there in peace for you. Let me try to break this down, right? So when you shining bright like a diamond, other people, sometimes they not really shining bright like that. They be in the dark. Okay, let me break it down like this. Okay, you know, like when you're in your room and you sleep and you know, you tearing up that good sleep. I mean, you in there, you knocked out. You done worked all day. You had a long day. You in there, you just sleep. Lights off. Okay, you are out for the count. Imagine somebody coming in the room to start flipping on all the switches, turn on all the lights, right? You wake up all startled. What's going on? What's happening? Why are you turning on these lights? That's what happens with the haters, the naysayers, and the disbelievers, okay? Your light is shining so bright like a diamond, it's waking them up. They used to be sleeping on you, and now they woke. Baby, this is Just a Touch of J. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So that's what happens, right? So they wake up, right? They start coming over. They like, wait a minute, hold on. You know, they do stuff like, hey, is that my boy over there shining on? That my girl over there shining on? Like you that friend or something. You know, they start hitting you up. Just all, like you start getting phone calls, text messages, emails, inboxes. Just, you know, people start coming over. You know, things like that. So, you know, just whatever, just trying to reach out to you because their light is drawing them in. Light disturbs the darkness, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So when they start coming over, you got to remember this, right? this is the third part, right? So when you're really out there shining bright like a diamond, right? Understand what God's word says, okay? Psalms 23, okay? In the Bible, God says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy, okay? I'm going to anoint your head with oil. Your cup's going to overflow. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you all the days of your life. You're just going to get like blessing after blessing after blessing, right? When you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Okay, so they're coming over because that light is just shining so bright because you're doing what it is that you're supposed to do. Okay, so imagine God, right, in front of you. Now, all the haters, the naysayers, the disbelievers, all these people are behind God, right? But you can see him. But you know, God, he got his back turned towards him, you know, because he'll have no time for them pieces. But he's preparing his table for you in the presence of your enemy, right? So he's here putting all this stuff out on the table. He like, you know what, since you out there being so thorough, so wise, let me go ahead and hook you up. So he giving you all that you need. And they have to watch. They got to watch you eat. They got to watch you get fed. They got to watch the blessings or whatever. But you never hate on them while they watching. You invite them over. You don't have a problem with them. Let me tell you why, right? Because they need this work too. Okay, God is using like this bait or whatever he uses to bait them out. Okay, whatever it is that they need. Like I told y'all before, like for me, right? Let's say this, right? I cook, okay? Some people might come over because they like making love in these kitchen. They like my food, right? So they looking at stuff like, okay, she's doing new food stuff. That might be a little bait that he might use for this one. For the other one, they might like my podcast. Okay, he might use a little bait for that. For somebody else, he might use my music because, you know, I love music. So he might bring him over because, you know, I put a little music on my podcast. Or somebody else might like the Justin Touch J app. Or somebody else might like my clothing or whatever, my fitness or whatever it is. My inspirational quotes. Baby, this is Justin Touch J. I don't know what pieces y'all like. But when the haters and naysayers and disbelievers, like I said, when they come over to you and all that type of stuff, you just never hate on them, okay? You can't, okay? All you say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need the work, the information, the knowledge. Okay, so you invite them over and you don't hate on them, okay? Even if they're hating on you, all right? Look, this is just a touch of J. Let me go ahead and scale them over to these pieces, all right? So look, have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Have y'all? I know y'all have. I know you have. I know you've been on my Facebook and everything. I see y'all out there. Yes, so look, let me tell you what happened today. Today is August the 1st. Now look. Y'all know my podcast plays on like over 30 streaming networks. Okay, I'm on iHeartRadio, Pandora, like, okay, Apple Podcasts, just iTunes. Like, I'm everywhere, okay? It's just boom, 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 boom. Chill, I've been checking it on this one, okay? Like, because this one was kind of like struggling a little bit. And I'm like, come on, you know? Like, come on. You know, getting people to listen to the Just a Touch of J podcast on this network. And guess what? Today, it made 50,000 plays, baby. This is Just a Touch of J. I love my babies. Y'all are so thrilled and wise. Y'all out there putting out there pieces for me, baby. Oh my gosh, I love it. Thank you so much. Like, shout out to y'all for just doing that. Thank you for listening. Oh my gosh, wait till I get to 100,000, baby. Oh, this is Just a Touch of J. Like I said, that's just pieces for you. So, and I'm talking about just on this network because I'm up there. I'm up there so on some networks. But when I get to 100,000 on this one, oh my God. Like I said, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. That's definitely just pieces for you. So look, we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. And I ain't going to say nothing else about My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, except for the fact that you need to check out some of them other posts too, because I've been doing inspirational stuff. I've been showing y'all some of my fitness stuff, the marijuana line that I got going on. Just, oh my gosh, just everything. Okay, my food, just, I've been putting it all out there in pieces for you. My inspirational quotes, oh my gosh, everything. My scriptures, just whatever. Whatever God lays on my heart, I've been putting it out there in pieces for you. So make sure you check it out. Like I said, on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Okay, now, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond. And talk to y'all about making love of these kitchen. Oh, my gosh. Every time I talk about making love in Beast Kitchen, I'm telling y'all, I just be getting so turned on. What is that? What's going on with me? I don't know, y'all, but this is just a touch of day. Making love in Beast Kitchen, I have been doing that. Yes, I have. Now, I told y'all that I had got like ill like around July the 4th, and I wasn't really able to do a lot of stuff when I was still at the hotel. Left the hotel on the 16th, came to my house. The kitchen is fabulous. I love cooking in there, and I have been working my way up because I'm detoxing. So as I'm detoxing, like my histamine sometimes is up and is low. My smells be like 50 feet away sometimes. Sometimes they don't be, child. This detox is something, but I have been making love in Beast Kitchen, and I got some stuff coming to y'all. Wait until Wednesday, okay? Like, I already set it up on the app for like a whole month, so everything is going to be going off. Y'all going to be getting all these pieces, but just wait. I put a little something out there in my stories to let y'all know what's coming. You know, just a little something. I gave y'all just a touch. I can't give you too much, just a touch of Jay, okay? So I put that out there, and if you've been paying attention, you already know what it is. I put it on Facebook and all my stories and all that, and I told you, I got 5 Instagrams, 5 Facebooks, Twitter, Tumblr, all that. So it's out there. Okay, so if you want a sneak peek at what's coming on Wednesday with Make a Love in Beast Kitchen, the Wednesday edition, make sure you check out those pieces. Now look, I got to skid on over to the other left. I got to talk to y'all about Justin Touch of Jake's fitness. Now look, have I been working out? I told y'all. No, not really. You know, doing some push-ups and doing the steps, okay? Because I told you I'm doing the detox thing, and like your body like goes through just so much. So like you can have flu symptoms, your head be hurting, you be having headaches, and sometimes still be feel like stuff be crawling all over me sometimes. I'm like, oh, you know, because it's detoxing, but every day it's getting less and less. So all right, I haven't been doing too much with making what? No, just to touch Jay's fitness. But look, what I have been doing is working on the Justin Touch J's fitness line, okay? Matter of fact, they just hit me up out in China and Japan because they over there, they doing my thing for me. So, you know, it's a different time, you know, over there than it is here. It's on a late night here. And over there, it's early in the morning, okay? So, look, you know, they try to get these pieces, and I'm getting these pieces together for y'all, and I've been working on it. I got new stuff coming, but if you want to get some of the old stuff that I got, make sure y'all go to thisisjustatouchofday.com and purchase it. Check it out. You know, ladies, y'all love, like I said, the animalistic in nature, the outfit that I had on in the video that I posted. Oh, my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, okay? And on Facebook and in my stories and all that when I'm talking about how God healed me. Yeah, make sure y'all check that out. Y'all really liked it, and it likes you. I'm coming up with a new waist shaper, all type of stuff. Guys, your fitness stuff. Oh, my God, just wait. Just wait, okay? Please wait on those pieces. Now, look, we got to move on over to the other left. It's a lot of lefts with this child. Oh, my God. Now, look, we're going to talk about the Justin Touch of Jay Cannabis line. Now, I keep telling y'all, I got stuff coming. They like hitting pieces, though. I can't just put that out there like that, like, bam. But for right now, you definitely can purchase, okay, Justin Touch of Jay's cannabis papers. My rolling papers. They're called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the Jay. Touch of the Jay. Touch of the Jay. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Yes, that is from a song that I redid. You know, Drake's Laugh Now, Cry Later. Cry Now, Laugh Later. It's probably what you're going to do if you, you know, partake in Just a Touch of the J, okay? And I'm a grower. I got my own 4 strains. That's going to be coming to you soon as well. All that's in the work and the making, okay? I'm thinking about really putting it out there on social media. I told y'all to call in. I got a little bit of feedback about it, but I want some more feedback about it. Hit me up through the app, okay? If you hit me up through the app, you could text me and everything and give me all the information what y'all want to know, because I'm thinking about like showing y'all the growing process and stuff like that. You know, how they start from small to big and, you know, all that type of stuff, and how, oh my gosh, how they just look so beautiful, like when the marijuana plants and stuff grow. Like I said, baby, this is just a touch of Jack. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So let me know if you guys want to see that. Because if you do, I'll make a page and I'll put it out there. Only if you want to see it there. Now, let's talk about the Justin Touch of Jay app. Oh my gosh. The Justin Touch of Jay app is going to do... Oh, it's doing so good. But it's going to do even better. Okay? So I got... We got the app lined up. Okay? I got that app for like the next... 2 months. That app is just, okay, y'all gonna be all type of pieces, okay? Been setting it up, been working on it, okay? While I've been chilling in the bed, I've been working on it, y'all. This is just a touch of change. I have been working on the app for y'all, and so many things are coming. So just every day at about 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., okay, make sure y'all check out those pieces, okay? That's the time over here in the States. And y'all can get it the other times when it goes out too, okay? Just make sure you got your notifications on so you can get everything, all right? This is just a touch of J. Now look, let me go ahead to these other pieces. We almost done with these pieces. Okay, the next thing is, why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my gosh, y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby. But I have to give a shout out to everybody in China. I don't ever say too much about China. I always talk about Japan and Italy and Rome and all that. No, okay? I'm going to read off everybody's state, town, country, wherever, okay? I'm going to read all of that stuff off just to give y'all shout outs. But China, y'all have been doing your thing with the Justin Session J app, and I'm like this, okay? Lagos, Nigeria, y'all out there, y'all really are doing in the UK, y'all just, and of course Madagascar, I can't forget y'all, but y'all are just out there doing y'all one too, but listening to the Justin Session J app and listening on the Justin Session J app, listening to the Justin Session J podcast, like y'all are just doing y'all one too, and thank you so much for doing it. Y'all got my numbers going so crazy. Like I said, 50K. I made 50K plays today, okay? Thank you so much. This is just a touch of J. And all I'm trying to do is put it out there in pieces for you. Now look, let's talk about two more things, okay? Toxic Prevent. Y'all know I'm going to be interviewing the people from Toxic Prevent Nova Healthcare. That's going to be coming up shortly. It's one of the supplements. And speaking of the supplements, if you're checking on the Justin Session J app, I'm going to be giving you guys all of the supplements that I take. Yeah, one day at a time. Okay, so make sure y'all check that out. That's going to be Jay's Fit Tips. That's Friday. So make sure y'all are checking that out. And I'm going to give y'all a sneak tip on some of the stuff that I'll be taking, just in case you want to get yourself together too. Okay, now look. One more piece. Beat Break Radio. Yes. Thank you guys for listening to me on Beat Break Radio and just supporting me. Shout out to you, Beat Break Radio 87 FM Atlanta. Okay, I'm on there doing the 411 wire. Okay, the hottest entertainment segment on the streets, and got something new coming to y'all about my man Nas. Yes, rapper Nas. Nas. Oh my god, it ain't hard to tell Nas. Yeah, that Nas. Look, I did a nice little tribute to him because he got his new album coming out. Yeah, baby. And this is just such a day. I can't wait till y'all get those pieces this week. So make sure you just stay tuned because that's happening. And we also got the Justin Session J podcast that's playing on the Justin Session J show on Beat Break Radio. And then I got my morning affirmations that y'all going to be getting too on the Justin Session J show, the podcast FM app. And in the mornings on Beat Break Radio. And it's just such a day, baby. That was all the pieces for you. Oh my gosh. It just seems like it's getting more and more and more and more. I got so many pieces. Jesus. But mama gotta drop a dime on you. Yes, it's about that time. It's about that time for me to give you that business. Yes, I gotta give you all this business. I gotta give you all this work. This one right here, this is something, boy. I told y'all I was gonna be talking to y'all. Okay, this Sunday's word, guess what it is? I got a story to tell like Biggie, but guess what it is? Guess what it is? Okay, it's all about lies. Yeah, the lies that we tell ourselves. Y'all out there lying to yourself? Baby, this is just touch J. Oh man, work with me. I got some pieces for you. So listen, I was sitting up there. God gave me the word, you know, like a few weeks ago. And I'm like, okay, lies. And he like, you know, Think about what your mom used to say. So look, my mom used to say this to us. I don't know why y'all keep lying to yourself. So I'm sitting up there and I'm chilling. And one day I start laughing. This was this week. Called my mom up. I'm like, Mom. I'm like, I finally get it. When you used to be saying, I don't know why y'all lying to yourself. And she started laughing. I started laughing too. She's like, what made you think of that? I said, because people really be out here lying to themselves until they believe the lie. I said, because you got to tell yourself the lie first to convince yourself. And then you got to tell somebody else the lie. I said, they literally be out here plotting, trying to figure out something. And it's a whole lie. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, come on, you know if you a liar or not. Look, I used to be out there lying and stuff. Look, you know, because I wasn't comfortable with me. But you know, we're going to get to them pieces. So I know y'all out there doing it, because it's just a test of day, baby. Look, y'all listening to me. So I know y'all out there. I know you out there just lying and stuff. Now, look, sometimes it can get, because we all lie, but it can get out of pocket. It can get outside of the normal, you know, little white lie, you know. And look, I got to put this out there in pieces for you. So look. Let's see how I can break this down. The enemy. Okay, enemy inside of you, the enemy, Satan, the devil. Look, okay, the enemy. Okay, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but rulers, principalities, the darkness is out here. You know, it's always trying to get us, right? Always got something going on. So, right, the enemy does some stuff sometimes when it comes to us with these lies. Okay, now, four areas that I'm gonna touch base on that people actually struggle with. Okay, now, the first one is identity. Oh my gosh, y'all ever listen to that podcast I call Got Identity Theft? Make sure y'all check that out, baby. Just touch J, that's just pieces for you. But look, the identity, right? Now, God basically says, this is who you are, okay? I made you fearfully, wonderfully made in the likeness of my image, okay? I made you perfect. This is who I made you to be, okay? You're wonderful. You're thorough. You're wise, right? Here comes the enemy. He don't want you to believe that. No. Mm-mm. He'll even have people go up against you with it too. Now, let me give you a little example, right? So, God's like, look, I made you in the likeness of my image. You thorough and you wise, right? So, the Bible said, well, you know, God made us all thorough and wise. He made you who you are, okay? If you're a boy, he made you a boy. If you're a girl, he made you a girl. Male, female, that's who he made you to be, okay? But, sometimes we struggle with that. I mean, I struggle with it. I had a boyfriend. I had a girlfriend. I didn't know what I was doing. I was confused about my sexuality. I'm like, you know what? You know, maybe I like women, you know. And then I said, well, you know, maybe I like guys. Let me go over here. And I said, well, you know, maybe I like both of them. You know, I don't know, baby. This is just such a day. I was confused. He's messing with my identity. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, he messing with your identity? Like, you'll have people, you know, even tell you stuff like, you know, you'll be out there, you know, shot up bright like a diamond. You think you thorough and you wise. And they be like, you know, you ain't even all that. He like, you know, no, I know I'm all that or whatever, you know. And they like, You know, he'll have people say certain things to you to question yourself. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, like, you believe in yourself. You believe, like, you know I'm amazing. I know I'm beautiful. I know I'm handsome. You know, I know this outfit looks nice. But somebody might laugh at it. You might, you know, be like, you know, I'm starting this company. I'm doing what it is that I do. And people don't believe in you. They find it funny. Like, how you going to do that? Like Jay-Z, rapper Jay-Z, when he told his uncle, you know, I'm going to sell a million records. His uncle started laughing at him. Now he got a song that says, I sold a million records like a million times. And he did. But sometimes people, they can say things to you to mess with your identity. You know, and when you don't know who you are and whose you are, you'll get jacked up by that. Okay, now, here is the second thing, okay? He messed with you with your identity, then your money. Yes, child. Listen, so he'll get you to love money, you know, and what does the Bible say? Hold on. Okay. In 1 Timothy, right? 6:10. Okay. It talks about money and it says the love of money is the root to all kinds of evil. The love of money, right? So he'll mess with your money because you know what God says. God says, you know what? I'll give to you so you can lend to many nations and borrow from none. Okay, that's what God says in his word. He said, that's what I'll do for you, right? He gonna bless you. The Lord gonna bless so you can bless other people. That's Deuteronomy 1:5-6. Wait, hold on. 15:6. Baby, this is just such a day. I'm tired. I'm trying to put this out there. Peace for you. Work with me, okay? I'm gonna bring it all in. All right. But he puts it out there, the love of money, right? The love of money can mess with us, right? Because we start like idolizing it. And God says, I don't want you to idolize nobody. Okay, I'm at the head. Okay, and that's it. Okay, money. Money, when you love money like that, it becomes a heart issue. And then you start having issues with your heart. Okay, like tithing at church or giving. Okay, giving to people. You don't want to give. You want to give your money. You want to help nobody. Because it's like, no. I don't know when I'm going to get money again. So I got to hold on to it. I'm not. Some of y'all are just selfish. But a lot of times it's like, you know, if you just like middle class, like you don't really know. You like, you one step from going to the bottom, going to the top. You in the middle. So you don't know. You like, I don't know, baby. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. This is just a touch of day. You know, like that's how I tell them. Look, I'm just trying to put it out here. Pieces for y'all. I only got a little bit over here and a little bit over there. I don't have too much. Okay, so a lot of times, you know, when we don't have a lot, we start holding on to it. Like, no, I don't want to give it. And it becomes a heart issue because it becomes like you love it so much because you don't think you're going to get any more. Okay, tithing at church, people who have an issue with tithing at church, it's not a problem that they have like with it's so much the money per se. It's more of the heart. Because out of the heart, the issues of life flow. So he wants to mess with you. Okay, when it comes to your money. Because if you believe what God said about money, right? Come on now. You going to lend to many and borrow from none. If you believe what God says about your identity, then you going to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? So he tries to give you the lies. Okay, and we start believing these lies. All right, now. Here's another thing that he does. Oh, influence. He messes with you with your influence. Now, when you are thorough and wise, people will follow you because you influence them. You know how they used to follow Jesus around the Bible? They follow these great people around. Muhammad Ali, they follow him around because he was a boxer doing this thing. You know, come on now. This is just a touch of jam. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Martin Luther King, they follow him around. You know, come on, because he was doing this little thing. I have a dream. You know, everybody was like, yes, we're marching. You know, things like that, you know, you got that influence, you know, an enemy don't like that. So he'll mess with you as far as that's concerned, too, because he don't want you to influence people because people will follow you like me. Right. Y'all follow me. You listen to me on my podcast. Like I said, like 50K on just one. OK, today. All right. Now, if he messed me up with my thinking, you know, like, well, you know, like, for instance, like, oh, you know, I want to put this post out there because what if they think this? Oh, no, I don't want to tell them this on my podcast because what if they think that about me? Oh, no, I don't want to do that because then what if this? And then I'm all messed up. How can I influence you? Oh, baby, this is just a touch of jam. I feel God bringing it to me. Oh, my God. He started bringing it to me. Now, first it was a little rough, but now I'm starting to get it. Now, look. Here's the last thing he does. He messes with your health. Now, you know I know all about that because right now I'm going through it with this health thing, baby. Oh, my gosh. Like I said, this is just a touch of jam. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, and I really don't even feel good, but I'm trying, right? But he messes with your health. He will mess with your health. This is how he messes with your health. He caused you to be all jacked up, right? Because when he messes with your health, you got to pay attention to the fact that you probably, you know, one of them people that heal people. He only messes with you in the areas that you are highly developed in, okay? He tells you the opposite of yourself, all right? So, healing, right? You can heal with prayer. This is what God's word says in James 5:14. If any is sick, let him call to the elders of the church, and the elders of the church will pray for him and anoint him with oil. Why would the Bible say that? Because you can heal with prayer. You know what else you can do? Proverbs 12:8, right? The tongue of the wise heal. So that right there, that'll preach itself. Lord, I just got the chills all over me when I said that. Let me say that one again. Hold on, baby. This is just such a check. I got to put that out there. Pieces for you again. The tongue of the wise heal. Now, I'm out here doing what it is that I do, trying to shout and pray like a diamond. Well, I got all these health things going on. I'm detoxing. Like I said, I feel like things crawl all over. You know, I had a headache earlier today. I didn't feel good. I'm like, oh my God, my nose is running, everything. Because it's giving off all this stuff because it's cleaning out my system. And then my system is fighting against it. Like, no. The mold's like, no, I love it inside of her body. And the stuff is like, no, we getting it up out of here. So it's like, you know, it's causing me some conflict. But if I go ahead and I start believing all that stuff about, you know, the enemy, how he tried to get you, like, oh man, you all messed up. You know, I thought God healed you. You know, or having people say stuff to me like, you still sick? You still ill? I'm like, no, I'm not sick. I just got a little something going on. I'm healing. Healing is a process. But if I heard what they said, sick. You understand what I'm saying? I might think I'm sick because as a man think of in his heart, so is he. Come on, man. If people say things like, you know, you're going to always have to take that medication. I had somebody tell me that. You're going to always have to take that supplement. You know, if I start believing that, then I don't believe that God is a healer and he's going to heal me. And then I'm going to be all messed up in my head. And then I won't be able to what? Oh, my gosh. I won't be able to heal you with my tongue, right? I won't be able to give you this knowledge, this wisdom. I won't be able to put it out there in pieces for you because I'll be all messed up. Okay, so what I'm telling you is that there's these four areas where the enemy, he really tries to mess with you. Okay, seriously. Okay, with your identity, with your money, with your influence, and with your health. Now, he always gives you opposite of that. Okay, so if you're out there struggling with influencing people, he'll try to make you feel like you can't. If you are an influencer. So you got to look at the fact that, oh, okay, wait a minute. You trying to tell me I can't do something? I must be an influencer. Okay, you trying to mess with my health? Okay, I must be able to heal people with my health. Okay, you trying to mess with my money? Okay, I must be somebody who's going to help somebody with money. Oh my gosh. Like, look, what's the other one? Identity. Oh, I'm somebody. You don't want me to know who I am. Oh my gosh, this is for somebody right here. I feel like this is a prophetic word. He out there, he messing with your identity. He don't want you to know who you are. He don't want you to know how thorough and wise you are. Baby, this is just such a, you better get these pieces. I'm trying to tell you something. He don't want you to, he don't want it to happen. So he messing with these areas, right? Now, he'll get you to tell you lies. He'll get you to tell yourself lies. Work with me, y'all. I'm tired, but I'm putting this out there in pieces for you. He will get you to tell yourself lies about yourself, right? Now, you out here, you believing in yourself, right? And like, I'll use Joseph. Okay, I got two examples. Joseph. Remember Joseph? I told y'all about Joseph in the Bible. His dad gave him this coat. He was thorough. He was wise. You know, he was special. Then all of a sudden, he has these dreams. He tells them about the first dream, his family. You know, the brothers and the father and all them. And they like this, you know, no, I don't think so. You know, whatever. Get out of here, basically. Then he tells them the second dream. He like, look. Y'all gonna be bowing down to me and this and that. They looking at him like, what? They came all up against his dream, all negative about it, wasn't trying to hear it, okay? None of that type of stuff. They wasn't trying to hear that. Now, what if he believed the lies that they told him? This ain't going to happen, this and that. What? We're not going to bow to you. See, what happened is that later on, they wind up doing it. Because see, what God does is that sometimes he'll show you the end result, but won't let you see what's going on in between, like me. You know, he already told me, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, this is what you're going to do, you're going to have this and that. I'm like, okay, well, look, you done told me everything else that done happened. So I believe you, but he didn't say, you know, along the way, you know, you're going to get a little ill. You're going to have a little issue. You're going to have to overclimb some things right there. He ain't say my hair was going to fall out, baby. This is just a touch of Jay. You know, he ain't say he was going to put the pieces out there for me, but, you know, they made me stronger. Like with Joseph. What happens is that with Joseph, when he was going through what he had to go through, he got put in prison. You know, he was in prison. His brothers tried to kill him all because he had some dream. He was believing in himself. You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, this is just touchy. I'm chopping this out there in pieces for you. All because of that. You know, sometimes you don't know what you're going through. You don't know what's going to happen. But you cannot believe the lies that the enemy might tell you, okay, about the end result. Because then you'll start believing your lies, the lies, and you'll start saying them to yourself. And you'll have identity issues. And you won't know who you are, okay? But see, with Joseph, he believed it. And in the end, you know, it wound up coming true, just like mine, just like y'all's. It's going to come true. You just have to believe it, okay? Now, I already told y'all about Jay-Z. Jay-Z, he was my other example, but I already told you about him. But look, people didn't believe in him. The rapper, Jay-Z, Hova, okay? The Black Album, Hova, okay? Married to Beyonce, okay? Yes. You're never going to be nothing. You never sell a million records. I told my uncle I sold a million records like a million times. And he did. Wasn't going to be great. No, not you. No. You know, but if he had believed what they said, you know how the enemy can use people and things like that, he wouldn't be as great as he is. Okay? I told you. He tells you the opposite of everything. That's it. As long as you can get that, you'll understand. It's the opposite of everything. Look, this is why it's the opposite of everything. John 8:44, okay? There's no truth in him. He lies. He speaks a language that doesn't make any sense. He's the father of lies, okay? Check it out. Look it up in the Bible, John 8:44. So anybody that's telling you something that God doesn't say about you, if they telling you something different, you got to know, no, hold on, wait a minute. That's why you got to be careful with the people that's in your circle and the people that you are around. You have to. Because if not, you're going to get caught up in them pieces. He's going to mess with your identity. He's going to mess with your money. He's going to mess with your influence. And he's going to mess with your health. Whatever you got going on, he gonna mess up those pieces because he does not want you to know the truth. He wants you to believe the lies that you tell yourself. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. I swear I am. The lies that you tell yourself. That's all. That's all. You can't be unequally yoked up with people. You gotta watch it. Because the people that you're around going to say a lot about you. Remember I told you how you got to value people and people got to value you. You got to understand that some people are there for you. Some people are there for what you're for. Some people are there for what you're against. Okay? It's a lot of different types of people out here. And you got to be really, really careful because he'll use them to mess you up. We can't believe the lies that we tell ourselves, man. We got to understand that the truth going to set us free. Right? So, in the end, a lot of times what he does is he tries to get you to cover up, right? The truth. A lie is a cover up from something that isn't true. That's all a lie is. Look, think about it. A lie is a cover up from something that isn't true, okay? You cover it. You hide it. In dark places, when you're in dark places with the lies, it keeps you there. The truth shall set you free. So all the enemy has to do is to get you to believe the lies that you tell yourself, the lies that other people have told you. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your thoughts control your mind. Think. I told y'all this all the time. You get a thought, your thought turns into what? Thinking. So if it's negative, it turns into negative thinking, right? And then negative thinking from one thought, negative thinking, negative feelings, emotions, right? Then you have a negative actions, right? Then you have negative reactions. Then it turns into repetitious behavior. The same thing with lies. One lie turns into multiple lies, okay? Then it changes how you see yourself and how you think. That's what he did. That's what he does. That's the number one thing. Another thing that he does. right? If he can get you to believe the lies, then you'll change. Like, okay, me. I'll use me as an example, right? When I didn't know who I was and I was out there lost, I was messing with women, I was messing with men. I didn't know if I wanted to be with, I knew I didn't want to be a lesbian because I was like, you know, I can't do that. You know, I love men, you know. But I was like, I don't know. I think I might like this over here. Then I think I might like this over here. But I was a little jacked up with those pieces, right? If I had believed that, I could have changed my identity, who I was. I could have maybe said, you know what? I want to walk around with a strap on. You know, I want to wear braids. I want to change who I am. You understand what I'm saying? I wanna act like a boy now. You know, because I feel comfortable like that. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you literally want to change your identity because you're a little lost? He likes to get you so messed up where you'll change. And then you won't believe what God says about you. Fearfully, wonderfully made. Okay? Man. This is just a touch of day, baby. I'm really trying to put this out there pieces for you. I really, really am. It's on a late night, but I said I got to get my babies this stuff because I can't have y'all out here lost. I can't. The truth going to set you free. It's going to literally set you free. So look, let me try to wrap it up. Okay. Look, this is what you got to do. If you out there struggling, you like, you know what, Jay? I'm going through it a little bit with my identity. I'm a little shaky. I don't know. You know, I don't feel confident with myself. You know, I don't know if I want to be with a man, if I want to be with a woman. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't feel comfortable with me. You know, and it doesn't even have to be, you know, homosexuality situation or a lesbian situation. You know, it don't got to be nothing like that. You just don't feel comfortable with yourself. You don't feel good with who you are. You don't believe in you. You don't have confidence in certain areas. I just talked about that. Things have happened to you. Remember on the Value Podcast, I just talked about that. Things could have happened where now you feel like you're not that valuable. You know, those things can mess with you and your identity. If you like, you know what, Jay, that's me as far as the identity is concerned. I understand. I got you. Look, I'm going to help you out. If you like, you know what, me, you, if you like, you know, you're struggling with the money thing. You like, you know what, I do be idolizing money. You know, think about it. It's a heart thing. That's all it is. If you believe that God said you're going to lend to many nations and borrow from none, then you know that you're thorough and you're wise. You don't got to covet your money. You don't got to be like, oh my God, no, you don't have a problem with helping people. Don't let people use you, but you don't have a problem with money. You don't idolize it, okay? Because see, when you do, like I told you, it can mess you up. Money can literally mess you up. The love of money is the root to all kinds of evil, okay? Then if you like, you know what, Jay? Okay, my thing is the influence type of thing. Every time I try to influence somebody and I know I got a call on my life, I know I'm supposed to be talking to people, influencing people, or helping people some type of way, but it's always a struggle. I wonder why. Baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Let me, God keeps telling me to say this. A lot of people are out there, they're struggling in relationships and marriages, right? My God. Struggling relationships and marriages. Sometimes you get out of them because it's too hard. It shouldn't be this hard. I don't know what's going on. It must not work. It must not be to work. It must not be for us to be together. It can't work. You know, you start believing the lie because it's hard. Maybe it's because you're supposed to be together. Have you ever thought that? Like, you know, oh my gosh, I know somebody out there going through because God keeps saying, you know, keep putting it on my heart and I kept skipping by it. Like you literally are ready to end your marriage or your relationship and give up on the person that you love because it's hard. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But how can Christ strengthen an eye that can't do? How can God help you if you don't believe it? See, that's a trick from the enemy. Let me get you to think that your wife is horrible. Let me get you to think because your husband, he stepped out on you one time. Okay? That he's not human and he's the worst person out there in the world. Did you forget about what you had did when you was a little younger with Tim and Tom? I mean, baby, this is just a touch of Jay. Nobody's perfect, but if I get you to believe that your relationship is horrible, then you can't win for God's kingdom. Because see, people think that you get married because of love. You know, yeah, that's a benefit. But really, marriage and relationships are about God. You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's about. You have a relationship with God every day. If you believe in the Lord, you have a relationship with Him every day. Okay? That's part of the process of growing relationships with other people. But if you can't, if He gets you to thinking, you know, I can't even have a relationship with this one, so you go to the next one, I can't have a relationship with that, you start believing stuff like you can't have a relationship. I'm a horrible person. You start saying things to yourself and you mess up relationships. I don't know who you are that's out there that's going through that. Marriage or whatever it is you got going on. You about to leave your relationship, your girlfriend or your fiance and all that. Please don't. Because it's probably ordained to be something, but you just believe in the lies that the enemy tells you. Okay, so please don't, please don't, please don't. Y'all really got to get that. Y'all really got to get that. You think that just because things are rough, that's what you're supposed to do, just skate out. Now look, baby, look, this just touches it. Look, okay, I'm trying to put this out there peace for you, but I was the number one that was like, nope, I'm out of here. See ya. But now that I know better, I know that that's not what you do, because you're running from one thing to the next. You don't know how to face it. You have to face it, because you never know what's on the opposite side of that fear, whatever it is that the enemy is giving you, telling you, making you feel like. You have to be like, wait a minute, hold on, why am I getting this negative stuff about this? You know, you got to be like, wait a minute, because I told you He does the opposite of what it should be. Sometimes you got to be like, you know what, let me go in my prayer closet. Let me start praying. You know, you got to pray for your relationship. You got to really work at it. Okay, because a lot of times it's to edify God's glory. And the enemy, he don't want that. He wants you to break away from your wife. He wants you to feud with your family. He wants you to break away from your husband. He wants you to not love your kids. Relationships, not to have friends, to have relationships. So He can keep you by yourself, so you could be in the dark, believe in the lies. Our idle mind is the devil's playground. Baby, this is just such a, I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you, but let me go ahead and get back to this last one. God just told me to go ahead and put that out there for you. Influence, I said that right, and health. You know what, Jay? You know what? I'm one of them people that can heal people. I feel like I got a healing thing. Me, I got a healing thing. I heal people with my tongue. I put it out there in pieces for y'all. Okay? I actually can give y'all knowledge. That's wisdom. It heals. I told you what the scripture says, right? The scripture says, let me get back to you. Okay? Where are we at? The tongue of the wise heal. Proverbs 12:8, right? So you like, you know what? I could do this, but you got all this stuff going on, right? You having issues with it. So look, let me help you out, right? Let me help you out. Y'all bear with me, okay? Told y'all I don't really feel good, but I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Now, you spending some time with God, right? When you do that, you'll get the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, okay? And I'll talk about the Holy Spirit another time, but you'll just be able to tell. It's kind of like your intuition. You'll know. Right? You'll know counterfeits. You'll know when things start happening, when you're spending the time you're supposed to spend with God, because God is the truth. The truth will set you free. Okay? So spend a little bit more time with God. Okay? So if you're having some issues, do that. Spend a little bit more time with God. Okay? So you can know the counterfeits. Okay? Now, you got to understand that the enemy, he wants you to be retarded. Now, you might be like, retarded? Yeah, retarded. Retarded. Tard means to not grow. Look it up. It's just a touch, Jay, baby. He don't want you to grow. He want to stunt that growth. Mm-mm. You want to know why? This is the last thing, okay? Because he doesn't want you to reign. Reign. He doesn't want you to reign. R-E-I-G-N, the noun, okay? Reign. It's a period of when sovereignty rules. He didn't want you to go up to that level where you're reigning. This is what it's all about. The lies. That's why I'm on here telling you this podcast and putting it out there in pieces for you when I don't feel good and it's late at night. Because I said, no, I got to give my babies these pieces. Because somebody out there believing the lies that they telling themselves. Stop believing the lies that you tell yourself. The truth going to set you free. They didn't believe Noah. I put a post out there, right? It said they didn't believe Noah until it started to rain. And I put R-E-I-G-N, that rain, till it started to rain. Literally, it rained, Okay? If you don't know the story about Noah and the ark, I got a podcast out there about Noah and the ark, but I'll tell you real quick. God told Noah, story in the Bible, go out there, build this ark, basically this big behind ship. Just think of cruise ship. And he said, I want you to tell everybody that it's raining and things is going to happen. He didn't even know what rain was, but he like, look, God said this was going to happen. And, you know, let me go out here. Now, he wasn't thorough and, you know, I mean, he was thorough and wise, but he wasn't like what you would think. Like, he would be drunk sometimes and naked and all that. And everybody would be laughing at him. He out there building this boat. Can you imagine God tell you to build something and you out there doing it and they just laughing at you? And you don't know what it is that you doing, what rain is, no nothing, but people just clowning you like, something is really wrong with you that you think God told you something to do it and you're doing it. Until it started to rain. Then they believed him. By this time, God shut the door and he said, come in. And he shut the door. After Noah did everything that God told him to do, he closed the door so that nobody else could get in. Because he believed God's truth. That truth set him free. Baby, this is just a touch. God will shut the door when you believe his truth. He'll protect you. Okay? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall feel no evil. Right? He said, my rod and my staff, they comfort you. I'll make if you lie down in the green pastures. I'll restore your soul. Like, this is what he tells you in Psalms 23. But if you believe the lies that people tell you, the enemy tells you, you start believing it. You start telling yourself. You say things like, I can't. I'm horrible. I won't be able to. You start talking down on yourself. And like I said, as a man, think of woman, whoever in your heart, so you will be. You got to be careful, y'all out here. I'm really out there trying to put this out there in pieces for you. It's all about the lies that you tell yourself. Okay? Remember, the truth going to set you free. Now look, this is just to set you there, baby. That was just pieces for you. I tried to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm tired. I'm sleepy, but I wanted to go ahead and just record this podcast, even though I don't feel well. I really don't. But, you know, I had to put it out there in pieces for you. So y'all make sure y'all pray for me. Now look, how y'all want me to end this? Ciao. Y'all like it when I do it like that? Okay, I'm going to give you the Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. I'm going to get it together. I'm going to at least give you that. Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that's all I was trying to do today. You know, I hope you followed me. You know, it got them pieces. But seriously, I tell y'all, who is this? What is this? Because I know who I am. And it was a time where I didn't. Okay? What is this? Because I know what I'm doing. I'm telling you that this is just a touch of J. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you. Everything else is God. He gives me what to tell y'all. So I'm trying to tell you, you cannot believe these lies that the enemy tries to feed you about yourself, okay? And you got to stop telling yourself the lies before you believe it. Seriously, you got to believe the truth. The truth going to set you free. What is the truth? What God says about you, not what anybody else says. I don't care who say it. It's what he says about you. That's it. Now look, what's the first thing I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here? Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't, okay? Don't. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise neither. I told you, if you out there doing some of that trickery, you out there believing the lies and all that type of stuff, you know, you can make yourself feel like you're not thorough and you're not wise. You know, you don't want to do that. And you dad will sure better not let nobody else make you feel like that. Been there, done it. Okay, don't do it. Now, second thing is, the reason why you can't is because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. You got to live your best life, right? And do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Like me, right now. Literally, yo. I'm telling you. Got a little stuff going on right now, health-wise. But I'm still shining bright like a diamond. You know, because I ain't going to believe it. I'm like, look, I'm healed. I'm okay, you know, and I got to keep it pushing like that. You know, I'm going to take a deal, rest, and do what it is that I do. And that's what y'all got to do, too. You got to just know that regardless, God got you, okay? And the last thing I tell y'all is you got to spread love. Because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch day, baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you, too. You got to spread love. Because when you don't spread love, that means you spread hate. And the world needs love, okay? And you don't want to spread the hate. Because what the Fabulous say, Fabulous the rapper, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. And you can't tell them lies to yourself. So look, quick recap, okay? The recap is very simple. The enemy will mess with you sometimes. In fact, all the time, he always messing with you. But sometimes he really gets you jacked up in these areas of identity. So you don't remember who you are. You forget who you are. You don't know who you are. You all confused. Then you change up. And then you all lost in the sauce. Okay? That's basically that right there. He gonna mess with your identity. Does not want you to believe that you are what God says that you are. Okay? Then he'll mess with you with your money. He gets you to idolize it because that's the root to all kinds of evil. Okay? So if he can get you to covet money and idolize it, all types of evil, all types of stuff will come out of there. You have heart issues. You have issues with yourself, all for the love of money. What is it gain for? What is it for a man to gain all this stuff and lose his soul? Like lose everything else. It's not even worth it. Not for a couple dollars. No. Then he'll mess with what? What's next? Your influence. You know, how you influence people. He definitely don't want nobody to follow you, especially if you're somebody that's really like putting it out there in pieces and doing what it is that you do, helping people, starting businesses, you know, just whatever it is. You want to help people. He want to mess that up. He want to make you feel like you can't, like you're not thoroughly, you're not wise. So he'll mess that one up. So I'm telling you to be careful with that. And then I'm telling you as far as your health is concerned, because you can heal people with your wiseness. A wise tongue is a healer. Okay, you can heal people by praying for them and things like that. But if he have you all thinking that you all sick and all jacked up and you not straight, something wrong with you. You ever had somebody try to tell you something wrong with you? You crazy or something like that. And then all of a sudden you start believing it. Baby, this is just a touch day. Don't believe them lies, man. They lies. That's how other people see you. That should not be how you see yourself. I talked to y'all about this on the Value Podcast, baby. This is just a touch day. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. He'll do all that, right? To have you all jacked up, all confused. All you got to do is just remember this, man. As a man think of in his heart, so is he. So you want to think on good things, what God tells you to think on. Philippians 4:8. You want to do stuff like that. That's another scripture in the Bible. It tells you how to think, what to think on. Good things. Okay? Not other things. You want to trust God. You only want to believe what God says about you, not what other people say. None of that type of stuff. And why do you want to? Because God is the truth. And that truth of his will set you free. And the enemy don't want you to be free. He wants you to be in bondage. Because when you're in bondage, you're all wrapped up in darkness. And when you're all wrapped up in darkness, he can get you. Because the idle man is a double playground. He wants you to hide the lies. Okay? What did I tell y'all? A lie is a cover up from something that's true. So he wants you to cover up and be in this place, this secret place, believing all this stuff. So you won't believe what God tells you about yourself, right? And that is, you're fearfully, wonderfully made. Nothing's wrong with you. You find the way that you are. Ladies, y'all out here getting y'all bodies done because you don't believe that you thoroughly, you wise. Come on, man. You out here getting fake booties and getting butts done, and all y'all look the same. And then these dudes out here, yeah, fellas, y'all out here putting it out there in pieces for them. Yeah, because you want them to look like this. At the end of the day, you still supposed to just love you. Like, seriously. And he has you, like I told you, the enemy had you out here switching yourself all up. Hey, you out here all messed up. You want to get this done this way. You want to get that done that way. You know, next thing you know, you changing everything about yourself. You don't even know who you are no more because you're trying to be who everybody wants you to be. Messing with your identity, messing you up. So the truth, God's truth can't set you free. So that's all this podcast was about, okay? That's it, baby. This is just a touch of J. And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, I love my babies. All right? And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yes, when I got something else to say. Yeah, I'm going to be back. And this time I probably feel a little bit better. You know, but if I don't, I'm still going to be back. Because I got something else to say. And I got to give y'all this business. Y'all need this. I can't believe the lies that the enemy is trying to tell me about myself. I got to know that I'm healed. I got to know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I got to know that I'm thorough and I'm wise. I got to know that my mouth is a healer. Because I'm wise and I spit that wisdom. I don't edit no podcast. Whatever way it come out, it's the way that it come out, okay? And y'all know I'm thrilled and wise. That's why today I made 50 plays on just one of over 30 streaming networks. Y'all like to listen to me. Y'all like the information, the knowledge, the wisdom that I give y'all. So I know I'm an influencer. I can't be out here messing that up by believing the lies, and you can't neither. If any of y'all are out there going through that, I told you what to do, and especially, I'm going to say this again. Man, stop leaving your relationship because it's hard. Stop. Stop going from one to the next, to the next, to the next, cheating and messing and doing all this, all that trickery and all that other crazy. And all that crazy stuff. Baby, this is just a touch of day. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you and stuff is happening. I always tell y'all when that happens, you know that it's a thorough podcast. But anyway, like I said, don't be out there leaving your relationships and stuff. Don't do that. Just keep on remembering, please, that all you got to do, like I said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I tell y'all that all the time. And he going to put it out there in peace for you. He going to make sure that everything is okay. Just give it to God. That's it. Just remember that what he says about you is what it is. It's nothing else. Nothing else matters. Do not believe the lies. The lies that other people tell you. The lies that you tell yourself. No, don't. Don't. Man, because you're going to be out here lost, man. And the truth ain't going to be able to set you free. All right? So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. And like I said, I'll be back, man. All right? When I got something else to say. I love my babies. Thanks, y'all, so much. Thank you. You know, I was trying to put out there peace for y'all. I had to give it to y'all raw this time. But, you know, thank you. I got so much coming up. And, you know, y'all been so supportive. And I love y'all. I got to put it out there in peace for y'all straight. Like, y'all don't have no time to be out here lost and messed up. You don't. All right? Now, look. Thanks for listening to Just a Touch of J. Bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. Hey y'all, did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No, I can never do that. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for them to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay?
Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you. All right. He's going to restore you. He's going to help you. All right. In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid. All right. We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name, I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Hey y'all,
what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Y'all out there shining on them. I know you out there living your best life. Well, listen, right? I got some new songs of the week for you. I had to give a shout out to my girl, Mary J. Blige. That's the queen. Has her own documentary on Amazon. Yeah, it's all about my life, right? Which is so crazy because there's a Just a Touch of J documentary too, and it's all about my life. So what I did was I put together some songs for B-Break Radio and for you guys, okay? Make sure y'all check it out on the 411 Wire. And right after this, yeah, they're up next, man. It's all about how she's influenced my life. And like I said, baby, this is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Make sure y'all stay tuned to what's up.
Word on the street is she's got the 411 on the latest news and entertainment. It's the 411 Wire.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of Jay, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby.
Jay, what y'all out there doing?
Huh? Jay. Oh my gosh, y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Well, listen, right? You are listening to Beat Break Radio, 87 FM, and Reach One Communications, where it's everything podcast and music, baby. And this is Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? Oh my gosh, yes. What's the 411, hun? You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. You know we got it going on, hun. Yeah. And this is the 411 Wire. And I got the hottest entertainment segment for you for this week. All right, man. What we're going to do this week is we're going to switch this one up just a little bit. Dedicating this whole segment to my girl, Mary J. Blige. Shout out to you, queen. Let's go back in time and take a listen to some of her songs. This is Just a Touch of J, man. Oh, my gosh. Make sure y'all checking out my girl, Mary J. Blige, on her new Amazon documentary, man.
Documentary,
it's
man.
All about my
it's
life.
It's all about my life.
Yeah. All right? So the song's about to put this out there in pieces for you. Wait a minute, y'all. Did y'all like that? This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all already know I got another one for you, right? Let me slow it down.
Slow down, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
Hey, don't rush, baby. The loving ain't going nowhere.
in a rush, so slow it down. Slow it down and get it right. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby, it's understood. When loving is feeling good, yeah. So let's just take our time and make it last. Oh, yeah.
Don't rush, baby.
Don't rush, baby.
Love ain't going nowhere.
Slow it down. Slow it down, baby. Slow it down.
Y'all hear that? Gosh, man, listen. Y'all know I got another one for you, right? This is just a touch of J. I gotta put this out there in pieces for you, man. Cause I don't wanna do anything else. Y'all like that? You like it when I do it like that, don't you, man? Listen here. I told y'all this is just a touch of J, right? Mary just trying to let y'all know, man. All she want is just you and me. She don't want nothing else, all right? Check out the next song, man. It's up next. Drop a bomb, man. On y'all like flex. Y'all look what I love this one right here. This is just a touch of J. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, man. Listen to Mary, right? She wants y'all to know that your boy I need. Oh,
I'm there for you anytime you need.
Y'all hear that?
Real girl, in your world.
Oh, believe man, yeah.
Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give.
Oh, man, what can I hit y'all with now, man? I think I gotta give y'all something special. Classic throwback. She says she can love you. Remember that one? Oh Oh my gosh, I told y'all, man, I got another one for you, baby. This is just a touch of J. Man, gotta reminisce over the loves that we had, right? At least that's what Mary J. Blige says. Everything, man. I'm gonna end this one off right here with this track. It's another classic one, man. Y'all know this is just a touch of you, right? And I had to put all that out there in pieces for you, baby. Right? Thanks for listening. JUSTATOUCHOF _ a letter J. Yeah, that's what they call.
You are everything, 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 you are ever
Make sure y'all Google Just a Touch of J, download the Just a Touch of J app, and check me out on My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. The link is in the bio. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All you need is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right, listen to the songs. They up next.
hear that?
Y'all go over there and make 11 beats kitchen.
Go on over and make 11 beats kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of Truth podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out.
I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
I'm just trying to put it out there.
Let me tell y'all, this is just a touch of
trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over there. Make 11 beats in the kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all hear that?